always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Don Christian, aka The Warrior, man. I'm excited to get it in. As always, man, Yada the King Radio is just a privilege to be in a place where we get to get it in with some of y'all's favorite artists, some of our favorite artists, man. And we're going all the way to the A today, man. And we're going to get it in with Gideon's Army, man. We're going to talk about their newest album that was just released in May. You had to be like under a rock not to see what was popping off. They was on the South Raps. They was everywhere, man. And I was like, man, who are these cats? So Kingdom 7 was like, yo, we need to get these cats on. And I was like, Kingdom, I agree, man. They've been making some noise. So they got that project that came out. Also, they just came out with a banging mixtape. Now, when I say banging, y'all know if it ain't banging, we don't bang it. We don't play it. So we about to get it in. We gonna chop it up and see what's up with them, man. What else they got in the works. They said they about to drop a whole bunch of bombs on y'all, man. So be ready. Be clear, it's Yada the King Radio, man. You guys don't want to be anywhere else. And I'm going to spin some music, man. Hey, if you got music that's banging, then I will play it. You know what I'm saying? Send it to me at music@yadatheking.com. That's the email. Or go to yadatheking.com and click on music submissions. It's very easy. If you send me an MP3, it's a lot easier. Unless you're sending me whole albums. Hey, I'll take the whole album. But if you're sending me MP3s, please just send the MP3. Don't send me a link. You know what I'm saying? It takes longer. Sometimes I got like about 10, 15 minutes to go through the songs. And if yours is harder to get to, hey, I might not be able to spin it on that show. But Gideon's Army is going to be on. We also going to talk about pride, man. What is pride? I was talking to a brother in the studio yesterday. We were talking about pride is actually the root of most sins, man. So we're going to talk about what pride is. Is it possible to have what you would call a good pride? And we're going to see what Gideon's Army got to talk on that topic about. And man, y'all know what it is. Don't go nowhere. We got an exciting interview for y'all to hop into with us, man. Get it in and tell somebody, tell your friend it's going down at yadatheking.com. I got my sister Marjanae. The track is called Give God His Praises. And you know what we're going to do, man. If you are on Yada the King Radio, this is what we do all the time. We got to give him his due. Let's go. Yada the King. Holla.
Thank you. I'm not ashamed of where I come from. The city doesn't make me me, and broke will not be who I am, although poverty's shaping me. Yeah, I had some dreams that I've been chasing, they escaping me, but I'm fresh to endure it till the day my dreams are chasing me. Forget about my past, my future told me it will wait for me, and I'm just looking forward to the day when I can face the things that try to hold me down. There's nothing more that they can take from me, so give me what you hold me, I'm gonna get it. I'm under so much pressure from reality, and I'm just trying to navigate. I got my work and family, and I'm just trying to graduate. My scores are not acceptable, so I'm shooting for A's and B's. So if you don't apply yourself, you got nothing to say to me. I gotta make my babies proud. I love how they encourage me. The chance that I might let them down is something that is worrying me. But I'm a living witness that a rose can bloom from trouble ground. So I reach out to those that's feeling stuck and they in trouble now. I know how you feel about only you can get you out. Let's say we be real, what you put in is what you will get out. So what if this is all you know? You know? I promise you can still get out, and you can earn the things that people lie and steal and kill about. It's harder to convince yourself to do it than to do without, when everything you need is deep inside you pushing to get out. It's easy to reject what isn't there when you neglect to see the fire that's inside and lights the path towards its destiny. I'm not ashamed of where I come from. The city doesn't make me me, and broke will not be who I am, although poverty's shaping me. Yeah, I had some dreams that I've been chasing, they escaping me, but I'm fresh to endure it till the day my dreams are chasing me. Forget about my past, my future told me it will wait for me, and I'm just looking forward to the day when I can face the things that try to hold me down. There's nothing more that they can take from me, so give me what you hold me, I'm gonna get it, you just wait. My life is still the same, I know I changed from my perspective. I faced so many challenges trying to change what my objective is. Expect that I'm accepting nothing less than I'm willing to give. I'm done preaching the choir, I preach just what I'm willing to live. Cause I am not a rapper, I'm not a gangster either. I'm just a sinner saved by grace and giving thanks to Jesus. I'm not ashamed to say his name when I'm a gangster heathen. Though I'm in pain, I won't complain because I used to be. Look in my eyes and see the pain that's moving through these. If you look deep, you see the source that strengthens me to rest. I'm screaming at the top of my lungs, Father, deliver us. Cause these leeches is lurking to take the life that you give to us. My brothers, if you hear me, I challenge you, show some action. I know that you can do it, I'm asking you, show some passion. Just do it for yourself and your seed and help them imagine. And he will get you through it, just ask him for what you're lacking. I'm not ashamed of where I come from. The city doesn't make me me, and broke will not be who I am, although poverty's shaping me. Yeah, I had some dreams that I've been chasing, they escaping me, but I'm fresh to endure it till the day my dreams are chasing me. Forget about my past, my future told me it will wait for me, and I'm just looking forward to the day when I can face the things that try to hold me down. There's nothing more that they can take from me, so give me what you hold me, I'm gonna get it, you just wait.
Yeah, what's going on, world? It's your boy Jeeta, and I just want to let you guys know that my new album, The Final Call, is in stores now. That's right, it's in stores now. It features the singles Burning Up,
Burning Up,
You Are,
and
Murder It, featuring K Drama and Cambino. The Final Call, available at all your online retailers. Will you answer the call?
MarteMusic.com releases Marte's debut album, Game Over, with heartfelt tracks like Hello Beauty.
Tried to find you in my image, this can't be true. You're deeper than what I see.
And Lullaby.
My lullaby, say goodbye. Yes, I can't believe.
Featuring K-Drama, Jazz, Brinson, Keisha Dream, and more. Available at iTunes, Amazon, and Rhapsody. So since it's game over, seek the king.
MarteMusic.com.
Fidelity Music presents Fidel's newest album, Club David, featuring K-Drama, Cam, Mouthpiece, Corey Paul, Cambino, and Sean Johnson.
Available now.
Available at FidelMusic.com, iTunes, Amazon, and more. And the theme single, Club David.
We in the club again.
Now available at FidelMusic.com. Club David.
Join the club.
Him Diesel Records presents Zerubbabel's new album, Pilgrim Perspective, available June 14th, featuring Michelle Bonilla, Chris Lee Cobbins, D-Mob, J. Reed, Survivor, and Result. Available at all Christian bookstores, all digital outlets, and pre-order now at ZerubBministries.com. Zerub asks, what's your perspective on life?
And we all up in your city trying to share what we got. We some pilgrims.
Available June 14th. Zerubbabel's Pilgrim Perspective.
What's good, y'all? This your boy, K-Drama, and you listening to the great dope sounds of Yada the King Radio.
That was the homie Grime, G-R-I-M-E. Song is called Not Ashamed, man, and we're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ because it's the power unto salvation. Check it out, man. This is what we about to do. We about to hop in to Gideon's Army's testimonies, man. And I'm going to start with the homie Malachi, bro. Go ahead and share your testimony with the people, man.
Yeah, what's up, man? It's Malachi, neighborhood kinfolk, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, me, my testimony, man, I came from a church, man, a church family. You know, my dad was a preacher, a pastor, actually, you know, as growing up. And I had older brothers who wanted to do Christian rap back then, and they started it in their church way back then. And really, I wanted to do that too, but I couldn't talk. I had a really bad speech impediment, you know.
Wow.
You know, I couldn't talk at all. Like I would stutter so bad where I couldn't get two words out. So basically, you know, I used to see my brothers up there rapping all the time, but I wanted to do it, you know, but I couldn't really get the words out, you know. But one day my dad put me in front of a mirror. He got frustrated, not really frustrated, but, you know, frustrated with what was going on with me. Put me in front of a mirror, man, and told me to speak to that demon, tell that demon to let my tongue go.
Wow.
And from that day on, I was able to actually talk.
Can I keep it real?
That was my passion, man. My one of my older brothers wrote me a verse, a couple of verses, man, and from then on, I was rocking with Life Road Boy.
Yeah,
that's what I came out with first, you know. You know, things went different ways. You know, my brothers didn't really want to live the life, you know, as you know, that was called with the ministry. You know, so we broke apart after I after I had met up with Soldier and Monologue up in Virginia Beach. I decided to go up there because that's what God was calling me to. Get up under a ministry, up under a real ministry. So then after that, I was with True Saints for a little while. You know, we were doing our thing, and you know, God just called us to do some more. He wanted us to get our music to the masses. You know,
yeah.
But that's basically my testimony, because the church that I met these guys, that was the first church that I actually found salvation, even through all my Christian rapping. Even back in the day, I wasn't really saved, you know.
Yeah.
I just knew the word, but I wasn't really living it.
No, that's...
And at the ministry where I met the other two guys, that's where I got saved, and the Lord has taken us this far. You know what I'm saying?
Dope, man. So Monologue, go ahead, share your testimony with the people, boss.
Oh yeah, this Monologue, boy. Man, well, you know, my testimony is a little different. I didn't really get into church, man, so I was kind of like in my teenage years. And, you know, I was going to church with my mom and them, and I always had a heart for the Lord. But at the same time, man, I was out there doing my thing, man. I had got caught up into games, man. I was a dope boy, man, and actually one of the dope boys of the school, man. One of the ones that everybody knew where they can come see about. And so, you know, I was doing my thing, man. And like I said, around the age 17, man, I almost got killed over some dope money, man. And you know, I really just started to, you know, I felt like God was calling me. Every preacher that I ever came in contact with, you know, always tell me the same thing. You one of them people that don't have a choice. You might as well give up now. But I wasn't really hearing that. So, like, right around the age of 18, you know, I joined the military. And I was still out there wilding out, man. Got into the women, man. And I was a little pretty boy, man. So you couldn't tell me nothing. I was just out there running wild. And then I was in the military. And so the military was stationing me different places, And man, I was just out there getting it in. And then even with the game stuff, man, I was TV folks, and I was just out there wilding, man. And I think probably I was around the age of 20, right before my 21st birthday, man. And I just knew, man, when I turned 21, it's about to go down. And I remember God was dealing with me so heavy. I was doing rap. I was a secular rap artist, and I was in the military. And people used to always ask me. They was like, "Man, you too good to be in the military. Why you ain't out doing your thing?" And everybody knew me everywhere I got stationed. They knew me for rapping. Anytime somebody even talked about rapping, they'll come get me. I was the one. People put their money on me.
Can and I keep it real?
I got 500 on my boy. Let's go. And so, you know, it just got to a point where God had took his peace from me. You know, I had been arrested a couple times, spent time in jail, and none of the issues and the trouble I got in actually opened my mind. None of it opened my eyes and made me turn around, but it wasn't until God took his peace from me. Right before my 21st birthday, God took his peace away from me, man. I couldn't do nothing. I couldn't relax. I remember times of sitting on the couch, grabbing a 40 and drinking and trying to make, I would actually exhale out loud, just trying to make myself relax. And I couldn't do it. It was like something was always hovering over me. And, you know, I met my wife around this time, and, you know, and we were just talking about it, and I was like, man, I can't do this no more. I couldn't do it. It seemed like a crazy thing at the time, because I was doing music. I had did shows. I had opened up shows for Outkast and 8 Ball and MJG and different people, and it looked like everything was about to blow up for me. But when God snatched his peace from me, I couldn't move another step. I couldn't go no further, and I just had to stop. Me and my wife, we went and got married. We went and got saved. And from then on, man, I just been running. And like I said, you know, I hooked up with these guys, hooked up with the church that I had joined and got saved at. And Soulja was actually like my big brother in the Lord, and, you know, just helped rear me up in the Lord. And from then on, man, we just been running with God ever since. We was with the group True Saints and doing our thing. But, you know, they wasn't really trying to expand outside of the church arena, outside of our church arena. You know, we wasn't even really allowed to go out. You know, people was calling us from different states trying to get us. I mean, we had one of the best groups way back then, because this goes back years and years.
Yeah.
And really, only a handful of people knew about us, and people was trying to get us, but, you know, they wasn't really trying to expand outside of our church walls. And so when God called us, like I said, it was one day God spoke to all of us at the same day. And we came together, man, and God shipped us here to Atlanta, man. It's been 2 years. We started Gideon's Army. We started our own record label, We Holy Records, and we just been running hard.
All right, and Soulja, man, go.
No,
that's what it is. Soulja, go ahead and share your testimony as well, man. We got three cats with us right now. Go ahead, boss.
Man, it's your folk, man. It's your boy Soulja, a.k.a. Young S.O.
It's pretty much a mixture of both monologue and Soulja, man. But
the short form of it is, man, I just tried to put my hands in everything that didn't have anything to do with God. You know what I mean? I came up, you know, son of an evangelist, grandson of a pastor, man. And it's just like, I already knew, you know, God had his hand on my life, man. But I preferred the things that I saw around me, you know what I'm saying? Whether it be for my family, my cousins, man, and my boys in the street or whatever, man. So I just try to put my hand in everything from dope, you know what I'm saying, to robbery, man, to whatever. And it's just like nothing would fit me, man, you know what I'm saying? Even the music, just like monologue, and, you know, I was doing secular rap, man. I had a little group or whatever. We was making noise or whatever, you know what I'm saying? End up running into this brother at work, man. He was like, you know, he invited me to his church. And I told him, man, okay, you know, that's what it is, man. I'll come, man. If I like it, you know what I'm talking about, then I'll come back on Sunday. That was on a Wednesday night, like Bible study or whatever.
Yeah.
But, man, I came, man, and, you know, the Lord, you know what I'm saying, he touched me, man. And when he touched me, man, it was like a feeling or experience I never had with the Lord before. You know what I'm saying? It's like it was all of the things I've heard my whole life. And, you know, the stories I heard, you know, it was so mythical. But that night, it was like God was made real to me. You know what I'm saying? And he just had me going forth, you know, ever since then, man, running hard charging. You know what I'm saying? But before that, man, it was just like a up and down here, man, my life was, bro. Happy one moment, sad one moment, angry one moment, you know what I'm saying, feeling that feeling of anxiety, like Monolog spoke about, man, yeah. You know what I'm saying, when the peace of God is not in your life, man, it's like you're always looking over your shoulder, you know what I'm saying?
Can I was just out there just
doing all kind of stuff, man. Like I say, man, robbery was my main thing because I just love quick money, I had to have it, man. And it's just like some strange things started happening surrounded that, and you know, and the accident ended up happening, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to go too far in detail with it, you know, just for the sake of, you know, my family who is listening, you know what I'm saying? It's still kind of hard for them, but I actually died. Like, you know, the doctors gave up on me, you know what I'm saying? Wow. Told my mom, you know, go ahead and call the rest of the family in because he's not going to make it throughout the night and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, his brain and his head done swole, you know, three sizes. Bigger than his normal size, you know what I'm saying? So if he do make it, he gonna have over 50% brain damage and all that kind of stuff, you know what I'm saying? But I thank God for a praying family, you know, and what I was brought up in, you know, and instead of coming to my bedside, they went to the church and laid at the altar, you know, and called on God, you know, on my behalf. You know, the Lord brought me through that, man, and, you know, just been working on me ever since, man. So, like I said, I've been in this thing, man, almost 13 years now, you know, since a real young boy.
Yeah.
I'm talking about running hard for the Lord, man, you know. And my thing is, I ran as fast as I can away from God or as fast as I could away from God. But, you know, through his grace and his mercy, man, his love for me, you know, he found a way to bring me in, you know what I'm saying, when Satan tried to steal my freedom through the stuff I was doing on the outside with robbery and trying to get in dope and all that kind of stuff. And then, you know, he had mercy on me when Satan tried to take my life, you know, even after the accident, you know what I'm saying, just being around with you know, with different women and in different situations, man, not knowing, you know, what could have happened or what could have been the outcome, man. But, yeah. You know, through God's grace and mercy and his love, you know, here I am today, rapping.
Man. These are some awesome testimonies, man. Real talk. Man, this just shows you how God can take each one of these brothers from different places in their life. They might have had some similarities, but God is sovereign enough to save each and every one of them, man. We pray that this encourages you. Hey, we're going to go to your track from the newest album y'all just dropped called On 10. Now, why y'all on 10, man? What's up with this track right here?
Well, actually, you know, we wrote the track as we transitioned into this new state that we're in. Basically, the song is just about being born again. You know, once you get born again, you own sin. That means you not that you're perfect in all your ways, but the way you feel, the way things are, you already know that everything's good. You own sin. You know what I'm saying? You own sin because, hey, that's the main thing. Of the song, you know, back in the world, we used to be, you know, doing drugs and stuff, and people say I'm on cloud nine. Well, you know, as a Christian, we're on a whole nother level. Yeah. We're on 10. That's the thing with the song.
All right, so let's hop into that on Yacht of the King Radio. Gideon's Army on 10. Don't go nowhere. Here we go.
Well, it's the peace that passes all understanding. Ain't no comprehending this joy that I have, cause this world didn't hand me. It's like I won a Grammy, and I ain't sold a track yet, like I'm in Miami, and I ain't left the trap. Yeah, I'm past it, I see everything now in my rear view. If you're suffering, I have the antidote to cure you. It's Jesus, yes, he's my savior. He put me on 10 and now the eagles are my neighbors. I'm washed in his blood, I'm standing on his promises. Cause when war rises up against me in this, I'll be confident. And I give him praise, more than the rest of them. I give him a 10 every time I get the blessing them. Cause think about it, where would I be if I didn't know Christ? Still coked out on white, maybe gone on that ice, floating on cloud nine. I be in the wind, but I found me a friend and he put me on 10.
I'm happy now. Somebody ask me why. Cause
they told me I'm defeated, but I found out that's a lie. Homeboy, I got the victory, so all the rest is history. My God is always on the case, just like a Scooby's mystery. You know what it's fenced to be. Devil gone and cut me loose. Now I'm leading from the front. No more chasing the caboose. God chose me, so I'm the goose. No more ducking from the truth. Man, it's him with all the juice. All you haters catch a deuce. As I greet you with a grin, man, can't nothing touch my tin. Cause he found me with the loss, and then he crossed out all my sin. Then my name got penciled in. After that, he called me friend. I can't turn my back on that. If I get old and wet the pins, cause in him do I depend. All the mess is in the wind. Y'all remember me back then, but gone and take a look again. Cause he filled me up within, and I cannot hold it in. Cloud nine is left behind, cause your boy, he be staying on 10.
I'm on 10, I'm on 10, I'm on 10, I'm on 10.
Catch me someone with the eagles. I fly above the storm and I am so beyond people. The ones who keep the drama and he say, she say. Tell them haters get saved and I ain't like them anyway. See, I be on my grown man. God is doing a new thing. I am interested in rehearsing the song the angels sing. See, we be on 10. Cloud 9, don't compare it to. God removed the scales off my eyes. Light clear view, release me. I don't see no limits of boundaries, shackled to my sinful past, but then my God found me, washed me in his blood, covered me in his anointing. Now I'm patiently, yet anxiously waiting, appointing. Yes, many get the call, but very few are chosen to minister to his sheep and shepherd the lost souls. And while holding this bloodstained banner, I surely win. So no matter what the weapon is, I want you to know I'm on 10.
I've been born again, and I'm staying on 10.
I'm on 10,
I'm on 10,
I'm on 10.
I'm freeing me from sin, and I'm staying on 10.
I'm on 10,
I'm on 10,
I'm on 10,
I'm on 10. I've been born again, and I'm staying on 10.
I'm on 10,
I'm on 10,
I'm on 10.
I'm freeing me from sin, and I'm staying on 10.
Identity is crisis. I'm mapped off the 13 letters. I'm righteous. My kingdom people gon' like this. The metamorphosis got me cleaner than your ISIS. Illumination is an everyday process. All world redeemed with Jesus in the cockpit. From meek and milk behind the glory. The moment of truth, open the book and find the story. Rewind the incredible walk, and I speak the body language. It's an edible talk. Cause he rocked the cross and these nails. Real talk after the music stop. Rebel. Jehovah, dose your iPod to your overdose to get close to my God. Jehovah, dose your iPod to the Holy Ghost, get you close to my God.
Jehovah, dose me, know you really want to. 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 Jehovah, dose me, know you really want to.
Yeah, you hear the sound, now it's time to stand up. This is kingdom business, so I brung the band out. Man down in the fight of my life, my hero, incredible, we gotta be Christ. Still standing here with no bandage. The gospel was put on your brain with no dangers. And when I show that light with a bold white life, I'ma glow like Christ. Live my life by the stereo system. When I turn up the volume, they staring and listening. And when you people miss niggas and eye dies, cause of Christ in their life, the speakers and iPods.
Jehovah, dose your iPod to your overdose to get close to my God. Jehovah, dose your iPod to the Holy Ghost, get you close to my God. Jehovah, dose me, know you really want to. 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 Jehovah, dose me, know you really want to.
So when you drop your kid off, I'm aiming with the gospel to pop they lid up. I rock with Kid Moss, DJ BA, speaking body language when he say we say. Replay the
dose of the doc on DJ. Off the top rope like Nacho Libre. I preach life like DJ Wado. With the ham sandwich on your DJ table. Haunting your life through the holy culture. Earth and rebirth with Jehovah Dosha. Ain't no secular checking the boys hot. And I'm after the anthem, secular boy guy.
Come on. What are you listening to? You have 5 seconds to sync and download your iPod. You heard the name?
That's the homie, Q Heem, the Redeemed, Jehovah Dosha your iPod. And if you got something that ain't of God on your iPod, shame on you. You get what I'm saying? Go to the altar, repent. You dig? But now listen, we got Gideon's Army. They rocking with us, man. And I got to say this, man. They called out a whole bunch of cats. You know what I'm saying? On the NBA 2K11, they called out Pro, Brother Tone. Man, they called out some real cats in basketball. They said in real life basketball, they called out Cass. They called out Lil Prophet. Who else y'all call out, man?
K-Zo.
You know what I'm saying? So, hey, I want y'all to video it next time, man. You know what I'm saying? I want to see the video footage. Cause these cats is saying they ball, you know what I'm saying? And I wouldn't say that I'm like the best, but I would get down too, you know what I'm saying? So, let's do this, man. We got I'm gonna ask the homie Soldier right now, man. Let's talk about you guys' ministry, man, and what fuels you guys to do what you guys really do, man.
Man, I think the main thing that fuels us to do what we're doing outside of having, you know, a heart, you know, to do God's will, man. It's just to see change in people's lives, man, especially people who, you know, live lives that we've been delivered from or, you know, in situations that we used to be in, you know what I'm saying? It's just case in point, you know, one night we was at the club, man, and we was getting ready to minister, man. We just looking at all everybody, you know, they crunk, man, getting drunk, you know, passing around, you know, weed, man, getting high, getting thrown, everything, just doing their thing. And then, you know, it was our time to hit the stage. We hit the stage, man, ministered one of our songs. And it's a song we catch a lot of flack for, or we caught a lot of flack for, which is, you know, that's them. But, man, we ministered that song, man, and we shut the club down for about 30 minutes after that, man. Wow. I mean, just everybody, you know, just talking about the Lord, man, and his grace and his mercy, man. And this one dude came up to Malachi, you know, almost in tears after one of our performances, man. Saying, you know, everybody was eating crunk to y'all music, man, but I was listening to the lyrics, man. I know I ain't where I was supposed to be with the Lord, man. Right, and I strayed away from the Lord, man. I was just trying to find my way back or whatever. And you know what I'm saying? This is after a night of partying and drinking. And, you know, that's what we get the most fulfillment out of and fuel for. You know, just seeing God use us as vessels to reach people, you know, that the church somehow forgot about. You know what I'm saying? We are the ones that's out in the hedges and highways, man. Those are the ones we're going after. And that's what we get fulfillment out of, man. Just seeing souls come to Christ, man, and seeing people's lives change. And it just keeps us going.
Oh, that's good stuff, man. I'm going to ask the music guru, as I found out, as I've been chopping it up with all these cats. Malachi, man, are you the one behind the beats? You know what I'm saying? What's your role in Gideon's Army, man?
Oh man, I'm the one I compose. I put a lot of stuff together, you know, as far as, you know, making real good hooks. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not really the one behind the beats, man. I just know which beats to pick. You know, that makes that great marriage when you got a great music and then a great you know, the lyrics and stuff. It's a marriage. So I pick a lot of beats out. You know what I'm saying? That's what my role is. You know.
All right.
Now, Malachi's being humble, man. Really, what it is, now, you know, he does choose the beats when they come. We have a lot of producers on the team, man, but Malachi, he does choose the beats. at the same time, Malachi makes songs like nobody's business, man. He makes a lot of the songs that we write, and also as far as production, he's the one, because, you know, we have our own studio, we have our own record label, so we do all of our own recording, and Malachi does all the producing. You know, he's the one that's on us while we in the booth telling us, no, man, you got to do that over, or I think you should do this, I think you should do that. So he's the mind behind all the music. You know, we all write our own stuff, and we all, you know, are very lyrically talented, you know, that God has given us that gift. Malachi puts a lot of it together, you know, and gives it life. So.
Nah, that's what's up, man. And I heard that you Malachi is faster than Twister, man. I heard that.
that's what they're saying on the net now, man. You know, he did that Look at Me Now freestyle, man, and you know, people been fueling that beef, man.
Hey, let me ask y'all this though, man. Y'all. I'm going to ask Monologue. Now, you guys came out with a mixtape right after the album. Most cats put that album out after the mixtape. But while I was listening to this mixtape, y'all said y'all was freestyling on like 90% of the track. Now, I'm going to ask y'all, was that real freestyling, or you guys wrote it and just didn't do no backup takes? You know what I'm saying? Let me know what's really good, because a lot of cats be saying freestyling, and they... You know, they rapping some stuff they wrote like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, man, I think we all done got out of the habit of writing. So it's like we, you know, it might not be just go straight in the booth and spit it off the dome, but it's, you know, we might ride around and listen to the beat, and hey, something comes to our head, then we just get in the booth and spit it.
Yeah.
But the pen and paper, man, then kind of died out for us, man. And,
okay.
I guess it's just another gift God gave us. So
let's talk about the...
Sometimes, man...
Go ahead.
Me and Malachi get in the booth, though, you know what I'm saying, and just turn the beat on and just go from there. So it's a lot that is, you know what I'm saying, even Monologue. So it's a lot that's just straight, you know, off the dome. I wouldn't say 90%. You know what I'm saying? But it's just going in the booth, let the beat play, spit bars, man, listen to it. If that sound good, keep it. If not, let's do it over. And trust, Malachi's going to make you do it over, even if it's 152 times. So,
you know. Yeah, man, I haven't picked up a pencil or a pen or paper since we was like at the beginning of the last album, man. We stopped writing a long time ago. But, you know, when you say a song is a freestyle, that's basically a title that the hip hop world, the genre, that has put on mixtape songs. Like if you do a song over a popular beat, it's called a freestyle. It's
right.
Not called a remix. So that's basically a title.
I don't care what nobody
but
say,
in truth, in reality, we all freestyling, but we may not freestyle the whole 16 right off the dome. But
right.
We don't write nothing. We start writing a long time ago.
Okay, no, that's what's up, man. So let's talk about this album, man. Gideon's Army. The album is called On 10, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yep. On 10.
Somebody tell me, why does somebody need to go pick this joint up right now?
Oh, man. The album is just strictly a ministry tool, man. You know, we give a lot of shout-outs, man, and blessings to the brothers that's gone before us, and that's doing a lot for the gospel rap industry. But at the same time, it's a lot of people that's doing music that, you know, it might not cater to those that's outside of the church. And we feel, and listening to the fans and listening to what God has given us, we have that sound for those, for the unchurched, for the people that's not in the church. We get a lot of people, we get a lot of Christians that let one of their unsaved friends hear our music, and they have to argue with them back and forth, telling them, no, man, that ain't gospel. I don't believe that. That ain't gospel. And they have to make them stop and say, no, listen to the words. And when people listen to it, they're like, oh, shoot, these boys, this is really gospel. But, you know, so I think people need to pick up this album strictly, if nothing else, as a ministry tool. It's a ministry tool. It's to reach those who aren't church, who aren't familiar with the church. You know, we have songs on there like Go In. It might not mention, you know, you might not catch it off the bat, like Soulja said about That's Them. You know, we might perform this song in front of some church folks, and the only thing they heard was we said 20 folds in the song. But we done did the songs. We had, you know, we had auditions with the with BET. They wanted to do a like a reality show or something like that. And, you know, we did this song. We done this song at the club.
Yeah.
And we done this song with some of the most popular secular radio stations. And only thing they heard was like, man, these dudes is talking about not shacking up, not sleeping around with their wife, not cheating, not stealing,
yeah,
and this and that. So, I mean, it's just basically a ministry tool. And then at the same time, it's for those who just got saved. They just got saved. They might not, you know, it's a transition from being able to, only thing you was listening to was Lil Wayne and T.I. and Rick Ross. That's the only thing you listen to. It might be hard to go straight to somebody that's only spitting scripture at you.
Right.
You know, it's a transition. You know, it takes some time. So, you know, our music is right in that middle ground. At the same time, it'll feed you, but at the same time, it's the same sound that you was listening to when you was in the world.
Dope.
So,
man,
you know, it helps bring you over. So
let's get it in, man. We're going to go to this track, Gideon's Army, Born to Shout. Now, this is Yada the King music, man. For y'all, since Gideon's Army, y'all, this is your first time on. Yada means praise, man. A lot of cats don't know what Yada means. That's a Hebrew word for praise with your hands up. And Born to Shout is all about what we about. So we're going to go into this track, man. But tell us how that came about, man. And I'm going to ask the music guy. Tell me, man, what's up?
What's up?
Malachi,
what's
man,
your
Malachi, how did this Born to Shout come about?
Oh, man, because, man, that's just like, you know, that's just the main reason we, like, I feel like I was, you know, born to praise the name of Jesus Christ, you know, say it in the Bible, man. That's the main reason he created us, you know what I'm saying? So the track derived from just that basic truth, you know what I'm saying, that we was born to praise the name of Jesus Christ. And I was born to do this. That's what I was born to do.
All right, so we're going
to... That's how the song came about.
Dope. So we're going to hop into that and Yada the King Radio. Don't y'all go nowhere. Born to Shout, Gideon's Army. Let's get it.
Sick the Lord of hosts, Elohim, God in three, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Let's get 'em. I'm ready. Spiritually, I am deadly. Cut demons up like confetti. We're swinging this here machete. She ain't walking in power, making these demons quiver. Load up my ammunition, then cock it, squeeze it, deliver. This battlefield, I am on it. Holiness, I condone it. Come in Christ Jesus' name.
Show me my opponent.
I'm back by the Holy Father. So where is my opposition? Proclaiming Jesus the Christ, and the rest is just superstition. Knowing my light of fiction is only here for a phase. I'm saying hell or high water. I'm giving my God a praise.
Holy Spirit that can barely see. Yeah, my speech is slurred, and though my vision's blurry, out number 10 to 1, and I still got no need to worry. Praise his name in a hurry. Really, it's just that simple. By the mention of Jesus, these demons, they shake and tremble. Got a whole lot of word, and we got kingdom swag. Who is supposed to scare me? The King of Kings is my dad. It's monologue here from GA. We don't play, and we done told y'all. We just don't praise his name up from side and back down to Duval. And yeah, we will remove all these spirits that try to hinder. The devil, he wanna kill us. We music's toughest contender. Satan is a pretender, but God up above is real. That's why we wrote this to praise him and show him just how we feel. And we gon' get the crunkest and fucker than all the rest. Cause when it come to our praises, we want them to be the best.
I'ma praise his name. Whose name? That man who blood was stained. Picking up my cross, my pain. I'm living just to live again, and that's my aim. Some people may say I'm insane when I get the shout and that praise. Don't look at me strange. What you mean? You didn't know I was down with the King. Y'all should've never.
touch them. My cooking so custom. From the coastal beach, Asia, I went to Augusta. They looking for other groups like a bump, but they are missing. We got it in substance. I'm born to get this shout out. If I don't, these frogs gon' cry out. But I am an ultimate fighter. I took the summit, me and I will not tap out. You can even try to pull your strap out. And I'm pulling out Psalm 91. If you really wanna battle, bring it on. We can get the same poppin' on stop until your feet fall.
The desires of the flesh conflicts with the will of God. And when that thing rises up, we must murder it.
Murder, 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 kill my kids. Murder, 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 kill my kids. If you don't glorify them, then I gotta shut it down. If you don't glorify them, then I gotta shut it down.
Murder, murder, kill the flesh will, kill the flesh desires, burn it on fire.
I gotta amputate it, can I let it move on fire? If I live by his desires, then I cannot see the fire.
Like Paul, I'm not conformed to the world, but daily I'm dying by renewing up the mind. Mask on Jason, coming for you, Satan.
Lies and have me face the judging court like Perry Mason.
So I shut down all strongholds and arrest my thoughts and make them captive and send them on. Sit the sin to death, I gotta keep my mind so fresh, so fresh. And it's a ready rest, I gotta. I'm murdering.
Murder, murder, I ain't breaking no commandments. But yes, I kill my flesh, but see, it can't obey the standards. At first, I'd aim to maim, but see, those wounds, they could be bandaged. And after they get healed, just go straight to do some damage. So I'm going harder than Osama, Dharma, Lofner. All of them were killing Kim, but it's my sin, I'm finna slaughter, bro. This pride inside my eyes enticing lust to rise. The idols that are vying for God's position, y'all gotta go. Yes, sir, it's ancient wisdom, but I got it slow. Now I've been commissioned to go give them what they gotta know. Die to these desires, lest they come from the Messiah. Crucify them off and partner, no Mustafa, I ain't lying. I'm murdering. You already know I gotta kill it, boy. I'm murdering.
Murder, 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 kill my kids. Murder, 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 kill my kids. If you don't glorify them, then I gotta shut it down. If you don't glorify them, then I gotta shut it down.
My flesh, I start bucking. Eyes, I start plucking. No time for discussion, I don't care if you duck it. I murder it, red rum, I'm serving it. I'm merciless, purging it. Cause it's perjurious, the perfect kid. My flesh is like a beat, so I murder it. Leave the homeless, I hope it doesn't make it to the orphanage. We can duke it out. I'ma beat my body, make it my slave. Cause if you tryna rob me of my integrity and leave me incomplete, I'm like Joseph now, I'm a refugee. And so I
I'm murdering.
Velvetmusic.com.
What's good, y'all? This your dude, Velvet. Get the new EP, Dream Big, featuring Inez Carter.
Keep dreaming on, dreamer. Dreamer, keep dreaming on.
Tracks like Money Don't Save, featuring William Dill.
As long as she fly, she's so.
Online at velvetmusic.com. VELVETT music.com. Download this EP right now. Dream big, y'all.
T-Rob's new album, Crystals Meth, about God's deliverance and Him giving her the kingdom perspective. Available at iTunes and c-robmusic.com. Check the single out, Shift.
Shift. Shift.
shift to another level.
And God is active.
Shoes up, shoes up. Walking how we say to. Never settle for your level, cause I am not made to. I just keep it pushing.
Available now. C-Rob's Crystals Method.
Hey, yo, what's up?
Yo, what's up?
What? Christian hip hop has emerged.
Hello.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen,
get ready.
Has emerged.
What you waiting for? Let's go.
TheSouth.com, the online source for holy hip hop.
This is the one.
League CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Are you TheSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads.
There's free music.
Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio.
Watch videos on the TV network.
And more.
And more. And more.
At TheSouth.com.
TheSouth.com.
You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California love.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire is now online.
Online.
Live online.
A new gospel hip hop site. Repping the West Coast. With the fattest gospel hip hop.
The hottest videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, you feel me?
Video chat rooms,
online community,
and most of all,
yo,
turn it up.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast.
Yo, this is Lee Sun for Cincinnati OH, baby. You now listening to Don Christian on Yacht of the King Radio. Keep it locked.
Yeah, that was the homie Gita featuring Cambino and K Drama. The song was called Murder It. You know what I'm saying? We got to murder that flesh, man. That's what we were just talking about in the live stream, too, man. You got to get prepped. You got to take care of that flesh before you get what God has for you, man. We're going to talk about today's topic of the day, though. That is pride, man. And I'm going to shoot it at Soldier first, man. Soldier, in a nutshell, can you define what pride actually is?
I mean, I guess it's like, you know, well, in my opinion, it's lifting oneself up or bragging on one's, you know, importance or merit or, you know, superiority or anything like that, you know. Pretty much being lifted up. That's what I say. Boastful.
Okay.
Anything that would take the glory away from God and direct it to yourself.
Okay, now I like that. The last one, he got spiritual on y'all. He said anything that would take the glory away from God. Now let's talk about pride, man. How, I'm gonna ask Malachi, how would you say that pride is the beginning of every sin, man?
Well, you know, the Bible says before pride comes before the fall, you know, so the beginning of every sin it starts with a man's, you know, a person's pride. You know, even in the midst of committing the sin that they're committing, it's harder to get rid of because of pride.
Yeah.
You know, because being so ashamed of it, but because of the pride, you don't want people to see you in a certain light. You know, so pride is the beginning of every fall. That's what I say to that.
Okay. Monologue, man. What about you, bro? What with this word pride, man? Why is it so difficult for human beings to get this pride word under submission, and not only just the word, but a lifestyle of being humble? How come that's so difficult for people, man?
Man, because I don't think everybody doesn't give God the glory for what they're able to do, and I think that's what it all boils down to. You know, when you start looking at yourself, when you start saying, man, I'm the greatest rapper, or, you know, I can rap because I'm good, or I can sing because I'm good, or I can preach because I'm good, or, you know, anything. You know, God gives us the ability to do everything that we do. You know, one thing that we always say in the prayers that we do as a group is we thank God for choosing us.
Yeah.
Because he could have took this calling and he could have took this gift and places upon anyone.
Right.
We're not just good at rapping because we're just good. No, we're good at rapping because God gave us the gift.
Come on.
And if it wasn't for him,
then, you know, we wouldn't have this ability. He can easily snatch it up, just like he can take someone's life. He can call someone home any day that he chooses to. He can easily take the gift of rapping away from me, where I couldn't even think about two words that rhyme. And he can put it on somebody else. And I think once people realize, you know, the gift that God gave them, then, you know, it's easy to stay humble, because you know he could have chose anyone else. You know he could have selected anybody. You know, so sometimes we look at those people that you might not consider, you know, Christian. You might look at the BET Awards, and some of those people go up and they say, well, I thank God for giving me the ability. And, you know, really, you know, whether they're living the lifestyle that you think they should live or not, really, that's still a respect to knowing that God gave me this gift.
Wow.
You know, that God gave me this gift. And I think really that's what this all boils down to. Once you start looking at yourself, like Soldier says, once you start looking at yourself as like, man, I'm good at this because I'm just good, or because I worked at it, and really not because God gave it to me, then that's where pride comes in. And like Malachi said, that's the beginning of the fall. Yes. You know, if you don't acknowledge God in everything you do, you won't make it. We've seen many people who fell off, who was at the top, but they fell off. And it just shows that, man, God can snap his finger. He can blink his eye and you're done for.
Yeah.
So that's just really what it all boils down to.
No, that's what's up. So let me ask you guys this. Do you feel that Christians struggle with pride?
Yes.
Oh, definitely.
Christians, just like anybody else, walk in the flesh. So, you know, and if there are any that, you know, think they don't walk in the flesh, that's, you know, that's the pride in itself right there. But yeah, man, there are plenty of Christians that struggle with pride. Anybody who's inhaling and exhaling loves to be congratulated or appreciated or acknowledged in a good way. You know, and those things would lead to prideful behavior if you don't have a humble spirit.
Yeah, that's good.
Because anybody, you know, even us, man, we caught a lot of flack from some people in the beginning of our ministry, man. Because when we in interviews, anytime somebody would compliment us, we'll say to glory, you know, to God be the glory. And people were saying, because, you know, we had a lot of secular industry people representing us and, you know, promoting us and stuff like that. They say, man, y'all got to say more than that, man, and y'all got to learn to say this, that, and the other. And we were like, no, we stuck to our guns, man. God is the sole reason why we're where we are, or why we at this venue, or why we just perform here, or why we at Birthday Bash, this, that, and the other. God is the reason we're doing this. So we're never going to touch his glory in no form or fashion, period. Have we been attacked to say, oh, yeah, man, appreciate that. Oh, man, holler at your boys, man. We the hardest, tightest in the game, or ain't nobody punchlining like us, but still keeping up. No, it's been times that, you know, that spirit will try to come upon you.
Right.
But if you keep a humble spirit and keep your hand in the Lord's hand, you know, it's going to be easy to say, you know, Satan, I rebuke you. To God be the glory. You know what I'm saying? Anything that a sinner struggles with, a Christian will struggle with it too. Because we're no better. We're just saved by the grace of God.
All right, man. So look, with that being said, God is saying, man, that's them. That's Gideon's army, man. Let's go into this track, man. But I'm going to have Soldier go ahead and tell us what this track is all about.
Man, the song is, that's them, man. When you see your boy stunt, man, when you see us in the Chevys on the 24s, man, on the foreign whips, man, gripping grain and all that kind of stuff. Man, it's not about us. When you see us, we fresh, polo down, man, you know, Gucci, Prada, whatever it is we decide to wear that day. When you see us, it's not about us, because we're not responsible for anything we have, but it's all about God. So we give God the glory for everything we have and everything we are. So when you see your boy stunting, man, it's not about us, but it's all about him.
All right, let's get it in. On Yacht of the King Radio. Let's go.
Who is that? Man, it don't matter who they is, cause it's all about him. So when they ask you who they is, you can tell them that's them. That's them. Who is that? That's them. Who is that? That's them. Who is that? You can tell them that's them. That's them. Who is that? That's them. Who is that? That's them. Who is that? Because it's all about him.
Elohim.
that's who I serve. Got it tatted on my chest, wrapped it around the S-curve. I'm in love,
I'm in love.
I can't help it, I'm in third, cause my wife, she coming second, and the Lord is always first. I'm gonna keep on rapping, man, I can't stop rapping. He done gave me this gift, I'm gonna keep on snapping. Pulling up on 32s, cause I know no lacking. I'm so happy that I'm married, cause there is no shacking. It's beneath me to steal, so
swiper, no swiping.
And I guess that goes for you too, so
fighter, no fighting.
Traveling like we Vikings, walk by faith, no sightings. Hated on like Underworld, because we had no likings.
I'm impressed,
because I'm humble than a mug. He done showed me so much love, he delivered me from drugs. He gave me a brand new life, and it started with me dying. If you ask me who I am, what I am, then we are replying.
Now when you see your boy stuntin', man, it's all about him. Pullin' up on 30-somethings,
who is that?
That's them.
Man, it don't matter who they is, cause it's all about him.
So when they ask you who that is, you can tell them that's them.
That's them.
Who is that?
That's them.
Boy stuntin' in the Chevy on them eights, sitting high in the mud, glide like a pair of skates.
Who is that?
That's him. I'm just a tool of willing vessel, unto him be all the glory, not the diamonds or the bezels.
I can't help it, I can't help it,
cause I'm blessing, that's for sure. Like them Levins in New Orleans, I can't take the overflow, and I'm so country with it. I sow my seeds in fertile ground, tend to my sheep in the field until my harvest come on down. And best believe it's running over, press it down and shake it up. Sinner like preacher on Thursday, put some Jesus in my cup, and I'm like, Bill, that's what we wanna hear him say. When they see us preaching Jesus, jipping through the A, okay?
Okay, it's all about him. Don't mind us, cause we just them. All the glory goes to him, cause we just be gon' Elohim. Thank we hard, praise the Lord. Truth is because of God. He chose us and we said yes on his behalf. We got this far. Who is we? We just date them boys that they call GA. We repeat what Jesus say. And yeah, we let him lead the way. We don't know no other way. First of all, we fast and pray. Step up in the spirit so the devil can't lead us astray. Smoke no hay, no way. No Hennessy, no Alizé. No concubine, no, that's okay. We rather walk the righteous way. You got beef, we walk away. Don't like us, bless you anyway. If that is what the Bible say, then who am I to disobey? We just them, servants of the risen king. If you think my jewelry bling, then you should see my anointing. God, he gave me everything, cause we made him my everything. So we do it all in his name, and I put that on everything.
Now when you see your boy stuntin', man, it's all about him. Pulling up on 30-somethings,
who is that?
That's them.
Man, it don't matter who they is, cause it's all about him.
So when they ask you who that is, you can tell them that's them.
That's them.
Who is that?
That's them.
Who is that?
That's them.
Who is that?
Who is that?
You can tell them that's them.
That's them.
Who is that?
That's them.
Firstborn Productions.
Club David. Club David. Club David. Club David. Club David. Club David.
We are Club David.
Suicidal, many idols have me idol. Devil checking on my vitals. Want me psycho, so I psycho them with psycho for the King of Kings. Bring them to the front, lift them up. Hire entire crew, city state will be amused by the one who removes. And told Dev, keep it moving. He oozing with love. Thug the blood, cut us others equal. Everybody, yaddy, yaddy, yay. All fell short. Gary Coleman, RIP, RIP, oh life, oh sight, oh God, oh my. How I love you, none above you. I give you all my praise. Amazing grace, amazing race. No one in my name. I stand in faith, I stand in praise. creek, no paddle, horse, no saddle. Lost that battle, thought it was over like Drake. But got open them drinks, now I'm seeing the light of day. I'm awake, la-di-da-di-day. We're already born, no gun, lest the word of God is born. I guess it is fire on the devil, rebel to this world. Yes, I is, they ain't even real. Mr. PMG, so Dr. Pepper, rep them till I D-I-E. OMG, no logo, OPP, G-O-D-B, owning me. Rolling three, Trinity, no matrix, I'm gon' make it. Marvin Sapp, white, black, Puerto Rican, Asian, all we amazing, God's creation, God.
That's the homie Fidel. Shout out to him, man. And he from, I don't know if he's from Humboldt, but I know he's from Memphis. You know what I'm saying? And he's out there. Now he's in the OK. And that's really what it is, man. Rapping Christ, man. And I got some other cats in the South from Atlanta right now. They chilling, actually, in Atlanta. And that's Gideon's Army, man. And Gideon's Army, man, I'm going to ask y'all this real quick, man. Is there any last words that you might want to leave the listeners with? And I'm going to start with the homie Soldier, man.
Yeah, man, you know, just keep supporting, man. We thank y'all and everything y'all do in supporting this ministry, man. Just always know that GA is out here in these streets, man. You know, we may look a little thuggish, you know what I'm saying? But that's just a witnessing tool, man. You know, and continue to be a light, man, to those who don't know Christ.
Yeah.
You know, don't heal your witness through your situation. My mom used to always tell me, man, that you should never be able to see a Christian's bad day. Because if you do, as a sinner, you don't have nothing to look forward to. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, supporting the ministry. We appreciate everything y'all doing, man. Follow us on Twitter at GAMusic3. You know what I'm saying? And just keep supporting, man. We love all y'all. We thank God for y'all.
All right. What about you, Malachi? You got any last words, brother?
Yeah, man. Just like Soldier said, keep supporting the ministry, man. And just to reiterate, man, no division in the kingdom, man. No division in the kingdom. Some may be for these fish. Some may have, you know, bait for those fish. You know what I'm saying? No division in the kingdom. Keep supporting the gospel. You know what I'm saying? Cause that's what all we are doing. Just bringing ministry to folks who need it. You know what I'm saying? So just keep supporting.
All right. And then Monologue, man. Any last words from you, Brody?
Yeah, man, I just want to tell everybody, man, never think that you're not good enough to come to God, man. And I think that's what our whole ministry is about, man. You know, a lot of people tell you, you got to live this way, you got to live that way. But at the same time, man, it's all about recognizing that God sent his only son to die for our sins so that we might be reconciled with him.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you could live a perfect life, you know, there was no reason for him to send Jesus on the cross. So we all about, you know, witnessing to those that have not accepted Jesus Christ in their life because we was all there, because we thought we weren't good enough. So it's all about knowing that Jesus died for your sins. He came down on the cross really just to let you know, look, I'm here for you. So, you know, don't ever think that you, man, I can't come to Christ yet because I still do this or I still do that. And it's all about just accepting Jesus Christ in your life, man, and then letting God work on your issues. So I think that's what our whole ministry is about, man. Letting folks know that you can come to Christ. You can get saved. You can give your life to God. You know, you don't have to get perfect first. You know, that comes with time. But come to him, accept him as your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And, you know that he died for your sins. And then, you know, everything else will come with time. So,
oh,
you know, keep rocking with your boys, GA. And, you know, we here for you.
Let me ask y'all this, man. If somebody's like, man, where can I go get this music? Where can I go pick the album up at, man?
Man, well, right now, man, you know, they can go to iTunes, man, CD Baby, Amazon.com, anything like that, you know, to download I'm On 10, the album, man, or even go to our site, which is www.GideonZombieWithAZ.com, you know what I'm saying? And they can also download that mixtape we bringing Jesus to the Hood straight off of there, too, man, because that's exactly what we're doing, man. But that's where you can get the album from, either our site or iTunes, CD Baby, or Amazon, man. I'll let you, boy.
Yeah, make sure they know, man, that Gideon's Army new mixtape is free download. Go ahead and get it while you can, man. GideonsArmy.com. Of course, that Gideon's is spelled with a Z. GideonsArmy.com, man. You can get that free right now, man. It's blowing up, man. People said it's causing major problems in the industry right now. So make sure you pick that up, homeboy. Yes, sir.
All right, man. And Soldier, man, what's coming up next with y'all, bro?
Man, everything is coming up, man. We got we just dropped this new mixtape, Bringing Jesus to the Hood. You know what I'm saying? Believe it or not, we already in the lab working on a mixtape for after the album we getting ready to drop. You know what I'm saying? Here in a few months, man. So we just hitting them back to back like Master P did back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Every month, No Limit had an album coming out. So, you know, G.A. hitting them with the same thing, man. Every time you turn around, we're going to be dropping something. You know what I'm saying? Every time we turn around, somebody gonna be saying something about getting zombie and working in the kingdom, man, and pushing this Jesus music.
Dope.
So just be on the lookout, man. Stay on the sites, man. Follow your boy.
All right, man. Hey, fellas, I appreciate y'all getting it in with us, and we pray that God continue to expand you guys' ministry, open up doors for y'all, and y'all continue to impact, man, the world for Christ, man.
Yeah, follow us on Twitter, GA Music 3.
And that's right. Follow him on Twitter. Y'all be blessed, man. Y'all have a good night.
Appreciate it. All right,
you too, man. We appreciate you, homie.
All right, peace.
Peace.
Yeah, we got it in with Gideon's Army, man. Good folks, man. Good peoples. Man, their testimonies, if you missed it, you're going to want to rewind this. And maybe you're listening and you're like, how do I rewind? What you got to do is a few things. You can get the iPhone or Android or iPod or iPad app, you know what I'm saying, available in the Android or Apple marketplace. Go pick that up, or you can go to yattatheking.com, click on the big pictures. You'll see the big pictures, man, all the slider, the things that's moving. You're gonna see the picture, and you're gonna want to click on whoever you want to listen to, and you can play it, stop it, you know what I'm saying. You can also get us through Zoom and iTunes as well. You can have all the episodes just download straight to your computer. You don't got to do anything but come, and you know what I'm saying, every couple of days you're gonna get a new podcast, man. So that's really what it's all about, man. These cats were going in. Let me go in with the homie Mark Arthur featuring Eshawn Burgundy and the homie R. Swift, man. This song is called Salute, and that's what we doing for the king, baby. Salute. And if you a soldier, I salute you too, baby.
Can't question the vibe of this man. It's on knowing they can't rock the rock that I'm standing on.
Yeah.
Keep fighting till the man is gone. Arm with an army, the soldiers don't stand alone. Can't question the vibe of this man. It's on knowing they can't rock the rock that I'm standing on.
Yeah.
We
going to get it in, prone to hidden sins, blown divisions when not known for giving in. We sold but digging in, that's the word on the street. The verge of defeat got me trading my burden for peace. You gotta learn of the cross, then turn on the faucet so water could run. I put that on my daughter and son. Instead of debating the book, put your bait on the hook. Because if you're killing sin, fish be reel them in. Might break but won't fail, grace that won't fail. Lacing it well, cancel your reservation to hell. Love can light up the way, and even men are heartless. Cause when the sun sets, it's darkness, mercy, yeah. Making our lives a model for you to follow. Humble become timid, conform to the sun's image. When you are using the name, being bruised was his aim. Long as you drive straight after choosing a lane, homie.
Can't question the vibe of this man is on. Knowing they can't rock the rock that I'm standing on.
Yeah.
Keep fighting till the man is gone. Arm with an army, the soldiers don't stand alone. Can't question the vibe of this man is on. Knowing they can't rock the rock that I'm standing on.
Yeah.
Fighting till the man is going home with an army, cause soldiers don't stand.
Hey, yo, I gotta go in. I write
mental asylum in the pen, praying hope that they swallow what I meant. Not a follower of men who are modeled after sin, playing lotto, chasing after the wind, big dreams and no discipline. So the state they were in, come right back, get them again like fiends. Addicted to that explicit, not experienced, evicted, just another statistic, you know what I mean? Gotta pray for them, Lord, give me what to say to them. Let them know you got a better way for them. Oh, that's right, I gotta give them them red letters to offset the power that's supplied by the peer pressure. When me and Mark come around, they call us bloodhounds. Crucify my flesh, I'm covered in blood now. I give them Jesus on the corner where it's foul, with a gun sounds exactly like the drum. Blah.
Can't crush the vibe that this man is on, knowing they can't rock the rock that I'm standing on.
Yeah.
Keep fighting till the man is gone. On with an army, the soldiers don't stand alone. Can't quench the fire that this man is on, knowing they can't rock the rock that I'm standing on.
Yeah.
Keep fighting till the man is gone. On with an army, the soldiers don't stand alone.
Start with us living peace. If the heart isn't reached, if a part of it isn't reached, we march to a different beat and drum. As the child we come, grace is sweet, so we lay at his feet as we pray for the weak. His life for slaves is the price that was paid, so it isn't hot on the streets when you got a receipt. You can never master pain, just to master the game. We need all that Christ took to live alive by the book.
By the book, by the pages, paragraphs and sentences. Don't get on stage if you don't know what repentance is. It's more than sorry, recognize his authority and change your mind before you jeopardize your maturity. I can tell you lies, but lies weren't afforded me. I'm just required to tell the truth and do it audibly. The spirit is a part of me, pardon me, spirit, pardon me, rebels, and at times I may fail to walk accordingly. Forgive me.
Can't question the vibe that this man is on, knowing they can't rock the rock that I'm standing on.
Yeah.
Keep fighting till the man is gone. On with an army, the soldiers don't stand alone. Can't quench the fire that this man is on, knowing they can't rock the rock that I'm standing on.
Yeah.
Keep fighting till the man is gone. On with an army, the soldiers don't stand alone.
Kingdom. I said kingdom. It's time to shift. Are you with me? Come on. Where you at? Like
like baritones and sideburn. Till the spirit came and changed the game, so now it's my turn. Thought it was just fiction, but the friction from the side turn caused a lot of ruckus, so they always try to duck us. We strap 1 Timothy 4, 1 through 16. What started as the sword of truth ended up a guillotine. Up against the Philistines, living strictly for the king. You may not be feeling minded, I'm full of adrenaline. Smoking hot, rep rock, then I drank too. Changed my position, cause my mission is to rock. You. Christ is the rock, who you need to rock to. Standing in the gap, exactly who you need to talk to. About that old mind, time to shift. About that soul, tight, time to shift. About that old mind, time to shift. About that soul, tight, time to shift. Shift, to another level. Shift, to another level. Shift. To another level, shift 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 to another level.
Time to shift, baby. That was my sister C-Rob song, Shift. You gotta shift in the gears, man. If you've been saved for all your life and you only stayed in first gear, it's time to move on up, baby. It's time to learn how to step on that clutch. I'm still trying to learn how to drive a stick, actually. So, you know, I don't know nothing about that. But we gotta shift into gears, man. If you got an automatic, it does it for you when you step on that pedal. So, man, look, this is what we're gonna talk about, man. Pride. We had the Gideon's Army. They got it in with us. Real cool brothers, man. Go check them out. Support. Go pick up that new album on 10. Man, if you like crunk music, you're going to enjoy it, man. And their testimonies, like I said, was really powerful, man. And I'm just excited about hearing different people share their testimonies, share the different things that God has brought them through. Because the word of God says we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, man. So we're going to keep it pushing. Let's talk about pride, though, man. We got pride. And a lot of us, sometimes we have pride in our life so much that we don't even understand what it is at times, you know. Somebody will be like, oh man, somebody did this, they did a good job, and you're like, oh man, I did it. Or you're one of them people that always want the credit for something. Really what that is showing is that's a pride thing. You want people to congratulate you. You want people to say, hey man, you did a great job. If that's what you're doing, whatever you do for is the applause, then it could be a problem. You know what I'm saying? Anytime you're moved by applause, usually that's a pride issue, man. And I asked them, can Christians live with pride, or do they still fall victims to pride? Of course. Anytime we sin, we fall victim to pride. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people that have done things in their life, and anytime you say, I think I know better than what God's word says, or I could go and do it this way instead of what God's word said to do, that's somebody walking in pride. And a lot of times when we walk in pride, we get ourselves in trouble. You know what I'm saying? We look at the first sin that was committed even by Satan, what was pride. And when he basically said, look, I think I could do what God's doing. What everything God is doing ain't really all that hot. I could pull it off. I could do what God's doing. And what do we see happen? He got kicked out of heaven super fast. It said he fell like lightning. You know what I'm saying? So what do we see when we see that is pride is an issue that can always rise up. Now, let me talk about how we can defeat pride. And one of the things that Gideon's Army said that, you know, a lot of Christians get upset about is when some of the secular artists do say, hey man, without God, I couldn't have got this award. But what they're saying is, I think what they were saying was actually very interesting. They still understand that without God, they won't be able to do what they're doing. Regardless of their lifestyle, they are still acknowledging that without God, I cannot do what I am doing. And, you know, sometimes we got to think about that, man. And we never know what God is doing with those people's hearts we got to continue to pray for them. If you're one person that only talks about people, you should start to pray for those people that you feel like you have so much to talk about. But this is really what I think, man. Some of the ways to defeat pride is to give honor and respect where it really should be given. If you are on a team, let's just say the wise thing to do when you're on a team is to say, hey, man, this is my squad. Yeah, we did this together. Now, also, I was going to ask, man, what do you think about pride? Is there a way that you can have good pride if there is a such thing as good pride? Like somebody saying, hey, they pride themselves in doing this or they pride themselves in doing that. There's nothing wrong with pride until you begin to put yourself out of the sphere that you're supposed to be in. Once you start to, even Paul said, if you look at yourself higher than you are, that's pride. When you look at yourself and be like, I'm better than this cat. I'm pretty sure a lot of us have heard people say, yo, I'm better than Michael Jordan. I'm better than this cat. I'm better than that cat. And the next thing you know that, you know what I'm saying, they're not even playing. And you're like, bro, you know, you kind of got a distorted view of who you are. But we always got to remember that if I have ways to defeat pride, I always got to look at myself and make sure I'm not trying to push myself higher than somebody else. If you're trying to push yourself or you're trying to get one up on somebody else, you got to just pray and say, God, help me get rid of that mindset. Help me get rid of that so I'm not bombarding other people, so that I am able to lift other people up versus myself, man. And it's going to take time. I would guarantee that with pride, it's not a thing that you're going to get over or get through overnight. You could be saved for years and pride can creep up. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's real talk. We all battle with pride at times, man. And we just got to make sure that we are not, like I said, putting ourselves up above anybody else, man. If anything needs to be lifted up, if we boast about anything, just like Paul said, let it be in God. Let it be in God that we boast. Let it be in God that we lift up. Everything else is uncivilized, man. You know what I'm saying? So that's really what it is. We got to make sure that's what we're all about, man. If we're not about that, then hey, we can't rock that way, man. And if you're saying you're dealing with pride, like I said, I want to encourage you to just sit down and spend time with God and say, God, man, I really need help with this life. I mean, there could be pride in your marriage. You won't listen to your wife. The wife won't listen to the husband. That's because they think they know better. But we're supposed to submit unto one another. When you submit, that pushes pride out the way. You can't have pride and submission at the same time. So just think about those things, man. And I'm praying that these topics continually impact, continually train us up, and continually make us want to live closer and be more and more like God. So everything that we do, yada the King, you know what I'm saying? Everything that we got to do, we got to give praise to the King, man. And that's really what it's all about. I'm Don Christian. Let's get out of here, y'all. Keep it Christ.
I always gotta keep my praise unique, cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabbat da, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabbat da, we yada da, we yada da.